Welcome back to another episode of Free Ball Thursday. This one,
bonus free ball.
This one, what I want to do is just talk about what you've had planned, you've been doing for the past couple years.
Yeah. Okay. So where do I start?
Start from the beginning. Start from there. Start from the middle. Whatever floats your willy, man.
Okay. Damn, how far beginning, bro?
That is a valid question.
Because if I'm being truthful, for how long I've been working on this project, putting into account the first book that I published back in 2012, since 2012. So for about seven years. Okay. Now, if we're talking about consistently on like the everyday basis, 3, maybe 4 years that I've been focusing on this story consistently. And you know, I spend a lot of time on it intentionally. One, because I learned a lot from my first publication. Mm-hmm. And why it still to this day does not sell. And I'm okay with that. Please don't read it. It's bad. But I learned a lot from the lack of grammar, the lack of marketing, the lack of, like, you know, development. Yeah. for story. Now I pride myself on character development. Yeah. That's something that I make sure is a pivotal and important thing. Why? There's a few reasons. One is I wanted to not mimic, but learn from the success of Marvel. Mm-hmm. And two, characters are compelling and they're supposed to be compelling because that's what the story's about. Even support characters are supposed to be compelling to a degree.
Right.
And you know, that's ultimately what I wanted to, like, you know, focus on with this story. Character, and it ultimately evolved into something bigger. Mm-hmm. In truth, I ended up going back to the story that I wrote in 2012, and that's what this first film is about. Mm-hmm. Rewritten. I want to say 1,000 times better. but it sound that sound like I'm tooting my own horn.
No, I've read it. It is good. It is better.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I want it to be a foundation to an indie universe, a universe that will span across comics, film, as well as like television and games.
Right.
I want it to be one universe, but I want it to be so free floating that it can allow for any kind of story to exist.
Yeah.
And people not wonder how can it exist. I made sure to come up with ways of helping people's story, so that it's more developed and also can kind of stick to a theme. Mm-hmm. To expand things out even further. But that's future.
Right.
For the now, I guess I, what I can say, the story Empowered is a 6-part anthology. The first part is about four kids, Alex, Yukio, George, and Aurora. Okay. Alex and Aurora are fraternal twins, recently orphaned, because of a group that knows that they have a phenomenal gift. The year is 1947, and the film takes place in Roswell, New Mexico. Okay. What else? I guess what I can say a little bit about the characters. Alex and Aurora, fraternal twins, right, from California, okay, Inglewood.
Oh, okay.
Though not any time in the film is spent there, you can get a sense of that from their boredness, their tendency to be a little bit more laid back. Right. They know how powerful they are. Alex has the ability to control fire, air, and electricity. A bit OP, but wait until you see the villain. of which was a bit of a trick to, you know, subdue. In the method that I ultimately ended up with for the script. Aurora, his fraternal twin sister, is the more passive of the two, and can control any form of water, down to ice and mist, to large bodies like oceans. She too is very powerful, but a lot more soft-hearted than her brother. Who has the more aggressive natures. Then we have George. George is a complicated kid. growing up in a military family.
Military brat.
Yeah, he's used to structure. Trains daily, goes to school daily. Sharp mind, sharp body. His mother is kind of the reason why all four of these kids meet. She ends up adopting Yukio, another orphan, who was orphaned during the war. She and Beatrice were both held captive. And at this point, it grows a bond to the point to where, you know, she wants to adopt her. Being a victim of, like, you know, circumstance.
Right.
Yukio is a powerful telepath and telekinetic. She ends up building a close bond within the year that she stays with George prior to the start of the film. And this bond is an important piece that's very visible, I think, throughout the film. I like to try to communicate as much, like, you know, relationship and be as authentic to the relationships as possible. All four of these kids are 14, and each of them have a very strong personality that I'd like to say complements one another. The females being a lot more passive tend to balance out the more rigid or brash characters. Right. another important character that isn't in the poster outside of Beatrice is George's older brother John, who is an active high-ranking military official.
Yeah.
The Dillards, George and his family, their last name is Dillard. They currently live in Roswell, New Mexico, right, which is the setting of the film. Mm-hmm. Got a question.
I mean, that's pretty much... obviously, you hold this near and dear to your heart, this project. This is a passion project for you. So when you write about these characters, I mean, I know from personal, you would prefer to not have kids, just but do you see these characters as your babies in a way? You know, I'm assuming, right? You see them as your pride and joy, because this is your brain children. This came from you.
At the point that I've gotten with Empowered, because I've gotten significantly further than just this script.
Mm-hmm.
I've structured an entire universe that can sustain I would like to say all religions.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike Marvel or DC, which focuses on either no religion or Judeo-Christianity.
Yeah.
I want to encompass all. I want to be a producer / publisher who can publish anybody and help enhance anybody's story to be better.
Right.
Whether they want to stay with us or not is beside the point. What I ultimately want to do is, no pun intended, actually no pun intended,
own it.
I want to empower more indie developers.
Right.
Empower them to write their stories, to step out into the limelight, and give them a platform to publish their stories.
Yeah, to voice those stories.
I want them to keep their rights.
Yeah.
But to answer your question, yes, it's my brainchild. But am I attached to any one character? No.
No.
I'm attached to the totality of what I've created. The culmination, I'm excited to share. The first film will be about four kids who spark. They make a decision that will spark repercussions in the future.
Mm-hmm.
And drastically change what the world is present day when we see it in the next film.
Right.
Or like in future films where we'll see the introduction of magic and the idea of how magic is kept secret from the everyday person, which is why they don't know it exists.
Yeah.
I look at how people look at things in the real world and come up with explanations on how that can be manipulated into belief.
Mm-hmm.
And that's my biggest focus, is what's a realistic way that Marvel and DC hasn't done the things, and how can I uniquely create a world that stands alone from any other creation? I don't want it to be like Naruto, but if you want a story about a ninja who has super chakra, there's room for that in this universe. I don't particularly want to, like, you know, write a Spider-Man story. But if you have somebody who is a human spider and like eats bugs for some weird reason or whatever the case may be, like, and it's a comedy, we want comedies, we want all types of genres.
Comedies, dramas, horror.
Yeah, we want all types of genres. Drama, horror. Just like you said.
Exactly. But so aside from that, like, what is your big plan? Like, what do you have in mind for the company and stuff? Like, where do you want it to, how far do you want it to go? How far do you want to take this?
I want to be, like I said, I want to be in multiple industries.
Yeah.
I want to produce games that are in universe, no matter how outlandish. I want it, I don't want the idea of in universe to be like something that will hold back a creator. Yeah. I want it to be something that they can build off of and enhance their story. And even though a creator may think, no, the way that I have my story right now is perfect, I don't want to change anything, I got everything perfectly balanced. But then when people start asking the deeper questions, like, you have to, when you write, I think you have to look at your stuff like if you were a super fan. And just like how Marvel fans tend to hyperanalyze things, I hyperanalyze my own work and other people's work. Just because if it doesn't have a deeper explanation, then people may just wonder. But if it does have a deeper explanation, people will definitely wonder, but then they'll be pleased when they find out why.
And I
wanted to introduce first a world that people are familiar with. And 1947 is a pretty familiar time. Superpowers and sci-fi is not a thing. So I wanted to mix the two. The idea of it being in 1947 in Roswell, New Mexico is very intentional. As that event is somewhat of a pivotal moment in the film. But yeah.
I mean, you know, I loved it. I love the script. I love the idea of, you know, what you just said. That's why I helped you. That's why I'm in it with you. Like, it's a great fucking idea. The fact that you want a platform that's strictly for indie, you know, to help them, to push them. So they can get their stuff out there is a great idea. It's something, honestly, that, you know, Marvel and DC really doesn't do that much. You know, they'll probably buy up an indie owned whatever, and but they'll push it to the background, you know what I mean? So it's like those indie creators aren't really there. They are there, but they're working on other people's ideas and not their own.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I think that's a great idea. I think that...
And I don't think that there's anything wrong with those writers who so choose to...
No, of course not.
To write for Marvel.
Yeah.
If that's your ultimate dream.
Like, that's what you want to do.
Newsflash, you will not get into the industry without some type of published work.
Right.
So, if you are trying to work for Marvel, or if you're trying to work for DC, you must have some published comic work, so that popular, let me rephrase that. You must have popular comic work, so that when they come across it, you have an opportunity to, you know, wow them.
Yeah.
They don't take submissions.
Yeah, you did tell me that. That's crazy. That's crazy that they don't. But hey. But
New World Comics does.
There you have it. Hit them up. Let them see your stuff.
Hit me up at officialnewworldcomics@gmail.com.
There it is. Submit your stuff. You know, as you said, we're here. He's here to push you guys forward. to put a platform there for you, for your stories, for your visions. And it also fits into what he's trying to create too. So, and what he is creating and what will be out there. So it all goes.
I want a big collaborative. And just like briefly, I don't want to like put you out on the spot.
No.
But I know that. Well, we know we've worked together on your story.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wanted to get a little bit of, a confessional. About your experience with, like, you know, where your story was and what it's turning into now.
It's so I started writing my story back when I was 17. I got inspired by him. I read his first story, which I liked. I didn't go back and read it, but from what back then, you know, anything was easy to please me. But so I started writing it, and he was analyzing his first story and reworking it and stuff like that. And he was just giving me little tips here and there. And it wasn't until he told me about what he was doing and if I wanted to work with him and bring my story into the fold, which I was obviously down with. And then I had to go back and reread my stuff, and it was like, boy. Man, yeah, it's definitely been an eye opener, especially how you know turned your writing around, because my writing is a lot of profanity, and it's like I've learned that if you can't, you know, the worst thing to do is if you don't know a word, like swap it in with like a vulgar word or something like that. Like, that's really just super tacky, and it's just it's not there for a storytelling purpose. You know what I mean? So, so just reworking it, I haven't written anything down that much, just notes in here and then brainstorming with them, getting everything in order. It's definitely been an eye opener, especially for, you know, the comparison of where I was at 17 to where I am now at 24.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm super excited for your story, because it'll map out, like, you know, the supernatural side. I know you wanted it as a comic, but I'm still trying to push you to do it as like a film or a show or something a lot more visual.
Well, maybe animatic. I don't know. We'll get there. We'll see. Probably a show, if anything.
After we get a bit more on our feet.
Yeah. But yeah, so that's my thing. And I can't wait to, when we're up and running, just to have the collab, you know, because I love your characters, and you already know I love my character.
Obviously. Yeah.
She's my character. But just the idea of our characters teaming up, and this, you guys will see later down the road.
You understand what I'm talking about. A huge collaborative, because I never spoke about the antagonist. The antagonist of the film is, from a far place. And they don't like us for a really petty reason.
Yeah.
Got to play the game after the series to find out what that reason is.
Yeah.
But you will see this group throughout the films as the characters find themselves.
Yeah, and my antagonist deals with his antagonist, and that's just kind of how we
ended up
together. So it all works out, and it all intermingles very beautifully, and, you know, very badass in a way too.
Yeah, I can't wait for the character combos that we have planned. Or the character fights.
That too.
That we have planned.
The team ups, the everything.
We have huge plans. We're just,
you know,
needing a little help.
Yeah.
More of a team. More of a financial backing to pay the team.
Yeah, exactly.
Because people don't work for free.
They do not.
I mean, we do, but.
Well, it's a different story. we got to, or else it ain't going to get done.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's just to wrap that up. I'm super excited for where we're going. I have all the faith in the world. I've spoken to people in my personal life. They have all the faith in the world. So like I said, I'm hella stoked about it.
Yeah,
I love talking about it. It gets me super excited, and then like we haven't spoke about my story lately, but I'm always thinking, and you know, I'm always in my head. So, yeah, great things popping and great things coming soon. So just stay tuned, guys.
Yeah, I'm hoping to get some characters finished up, so that we can showcase what the main cast will be looking like.
Yeah.
But everything's a work in progress. Things will move faster with a financial backing.
Yeah. We'll get there, though.
Yep. All due time because I'm too dedicated. We're too dedicated.
Exactly. But, I mean, that's pretty much it. Anything else you want to add?
Nope. Just stay tuned for more.
Stay tuned, guys.